I served the bass. Originally, when I did that song, Metro did, and I was like, man, these one of those beats to separate you from being just a one-hit wonder or just a solid producer. And I felt like that because it don't sound like a beat that his fans would expect from him. And it's a great thing because it's still a dope-ass beat. And as soon as I heard it, man, I just started rapping over the beat. I really just rapped over from the beginning to the end like it was an intro. And I started saying, I serve the bass, I serve the bass. I put it in the song one time, and then the way we started arranging it, when we went back over, we was like, man, we're gonna make the I serve the bass a standout part of the song. Then I started serving, man, I should have told you I was on the pill. I should have told you I was on the lyre. When I started saying that, it was like more of a bridge to the song. Everything wasn't arranged the original way when I first laid it down. It was me going back in, or me or Esco, whether it was Metro, hearing something different, adding on to it, or taking something away and be like, hey, put this part of the verse first and make this line come before this line. Man, it's super creative the way we did this process of recording I Serve the Bass. I had a very unorthodox way I recorded this whole entire album, even with me saying arranging my vocals, because I wanted to just record, I wanted to just get out the way I'm feeling and just be creative and just go back later and rearrange the song or add something towards the beat or add something towards my vocals or take something off. Or just the way we did it, it was just more unorthodox. It wasn't your usual, your typical way of recording.